Praise the Lord. Message number 190. The title of the message, Suffering. Part 13. And we speak here about forgiveness, following the example of Jesus in forgiveness. Let's open our Bible to book chapter 23, book of Luke, chapter 23, verse 32 to 34. Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, there they crucified him, along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for you are sending your word at the right time to help your church and your people to heal wounds, to comfort, to strengthen, to make your people whole and to raise them up to serve you and to live a life pleasing to you, Lord. Anoint my lips and direct the message, Lord, in the way you want it to go and the flow, oh God. I pray that let it reach to those who are in need of your word, who are in need to know your will and your plan, your good plan for each and every one of them. I pray for revival through this message, for healing, for strength, for encouragement, for hope that come from you through your word to us. We thank you and we praise you. This all we ask and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Christ suffered on the cross for our sin to save us and to give us eternal life. And through his suffering on the cross, he left us an example that we need to follow. We need to follow his steps in this regard. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 21 say, to this you were called because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. We know that Jesus passed through the experience of the cross and overcome because he adopted the attitude of forgiveness. Forgiveness is God's way to save people and the way for people to enter the kingdom of God. If the Lord will not grant us forgiveness, we will not be able to enter his kingdom, but only through the blood of Jesus. And the Lord wants us to adopt the same principle as we are being received when he forgave us. God wants us to pass this forgiveness to others and to forgive them their trespass and shortcoming against us. When there is forgiveness, God delight in that, and his Holy Spirit will be there to help us, to help things to be done, to happen and orchestrated as ordained by his will. Jesus suffered on the cross, and Jesus offered himself on the cross willingly, and he do it through the Holy Spirit. In book of Hebrews chapter 9 verse 14 say, how much more then with the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our conscience from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God. Speak here that Christ, he offered himself on the cross through the eternal Spirit, the Holy Spirit. He called him the Holy Spirit, the eternal Spirit. Christ offered himself here, not by the flesh, but through the Holy Spirit. The point that you want to emphasize here, that when you go along the will of God, you will find the Holy Spirit there to assist you and to help you to do that particular task. Jesus' crucifixion is a painful, agonizing thing. But Christ was not alone. The Holy Spirit made it happened in a way to glorify God. Christ was able to pass through the cross, through the painful cross, because he invited the Holy Spirit. And how he invited the Holy Spirit in his life? He invited the Holy Spirit, he adopted the principle of forgiveness. Holy Spirit was there. The Holy Spirit comforted him and made him able to pass the painful crucifixion. When you read the stories of the early church leaders, the apostles, and when you hear the story about the missionaries who underwent or who are undergoing persecution and were executed for Christ, they truly passed through these painful times, and God enabled them to pass through these painful times with the help of the Holy Spirit. They were in a right attitude of forgiveness to those who persecuted them, and as they abide with God's will and forgive, the Holy Spirit was there right now with them to help them to overcome, made it possible to pass through these painful trials. People were burned for Christ, people were sown into for Christ, people were allowed to be eaten by beasts, people were stoned like Stephen were stoned, but they passed through that very painful things because they were not in the flesh, they were in the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Spirit. Jesus on the cross, as we have read above, as we have read in Luke chapter 23, he prayed the following: Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. Jesus, forgive those who hurt him. When we ask the Lord to forgive those who hurt us, to whom we offer the prayer that God our Father would forgive them their sin. When we go to the events of the crucifixion of Jesus, we can learn, you can learn who are the people who had hurt Jesus and who are the people who are hurting you and in which way, so that you can understand events in your life in a better way, in order for you to deal with them in the right way, in forgiving them, so that the Lord will enable you to have a victorious life, a glorious life in Him, a life that God is glorified, a life that you find yourself in God's will and God's plan as you forgive those who hurt you. Forgiveness is needed for certain categories of people. As we reflect on Jesus' suffering and on His cross, we can pick up who are those people that they are hurting us, who are those people who are hurting you. First, jealous and envious people. You know, the chief priest and the high priest with the Pharisees are the people who plotted against Jesus because of their envy and jealousy. They want to put him to death because they were jealous of him, they were jealous of his teaching, they were jealous of the miracle that he was doing, they were jealous because the people they were following him. People who are envious and jealous of you, they are the one who is inflicting harm and hurting you, and you need to forgive such kind of people. Second category are the non-faithful and non-committed people. You know, when Jesus was arrested, all his disciples, they left him, including those who affirmed him that they will not leave him, even if it caused them imprisonment, or even if it caused them death, they will not leave him. Like Peter. You know, as we know that when Christ arrested everyone, including Peter, they left him. People who promise you certain things, and they will say, we are with you, and people whom you are, you know, waiting that for them to help you in time of trouble, or relying on them that whatever, everything, anything happen, those are the first people, they will help me and they will support me. Those people who left you especially in time of your troubles and struggle, and let you down. They are the one who had caused you hurt, and you need to forgive them. Third category of people who are hypocrites and delight in politics. They are the cause of hurt you. When Jesus was arrested, he was brought to Pilate to be sent for death. Now, Pontius Pilate knew that Jesus is innocent, and out of envy of the Jews, wanted to execute him, but because he wanted to please them, he agreed with them. The governments and the people who do not practice justice, and the people and the governments who do not give you your rights, they are harming you. And those category of people who practice politics and they are hypocrites and harming you, you need to forgive them. The fourth category of the people that you need to forgive, that the people who cause you hurt and harm, are the people who you are not meeting their expectations. You know, Jesus, when he was crucified, there were two criminals who were crucified with Jesus. And they were hurling on Jesus insults because they were expecting him to help them. You know, sometimes when certain people, they expect that you will be the one to do certain things for them, one, two, three, but you are not doing anything because you are abiding with God's will. You cannot extend hands for someone, God say no, or God not allow you to go on. Those people, they may insult you, they may speak bad to you, or they speak bad about you or behind you because you did not do or go along with what they expect from you. Such people, you need to also forgive them. The fifth category, people who are hungry to get things from the world. You know, the Roman soldiers treated Jesus without mercy and without consideration. They pierced his hands and feet because they were hard men. They were paid. They are not much concerned if Christ will suffer or feel pain, as much as they are concerned to receive their paid wages. They were waiting to do that, to share even his clothes. They want to put him to death so that they would divide his clothes. You know, in the same way, people, sometimes they will steal it from you and take by force what belongs to you without considering you or your needs, because they are hungry for life. They are hungry to feed themselves. You know, sometimes people steal from your wallet, and not only your money, but your documents or papers, and you are crying if they will just bring the papers, but let them take the money. They are hurting you, and such people have done such things to you. Still, God wants you to forgive them. The sixth category, people who are illiterate and powerless. You know, the crowd who shouted to Pilate and requested from him to crucify Jesus, they were illiterate people. They don't know the word of God. They were without any power and were enslaved by the chief priests and the Pharisees. They were just followers. People who are of such category and who are around you, who are powerless, who are illiterate, they may do something, they may say something, they may agree about something that bring harm to you. Such people, still God wants you to forgive them. The seventh category, people who take advantage of your suffering and get relieved because you have received the punishment that is due for them. You know, Barabbas was relieved at the cost of Jesus' life. Jesus was sent to death, but were granted that Barabbas would be Really, sometime your privileges are withheld from you and is given to wicked people who do not deserve them. To such people, still God wants you to forgive them. The eighth category of people that you need to forgive, or you think that, or they are the one who harm you, is yourself. You know, Jesus, when he was arrested in a place called Gethsemane, and he was arrested with the help of one of his disciples, that is Judas Iscariot. Somebody would say, why he did not deal with Judas before this would happen? Or someone may say, why he went to Gethsemane and why he did not go to other place? Certain time you are blaming yourself with the same way as we have said. Why I did not do that? Why I went there? Why I did not, why I give a chance to such people? You must know that yourself is a victim, not a reason. You are not the one who are at fault, but at fault those who sin against you, those who sin against God and harm you. You need to forgive yourself. The ninth person that you need to forgive, and you think that he had harmed you, is God. Sometimes you might be tempted and say, why God did that, or why God made me a victim, or why God allowed such people to do such things. God is not at fault, but the people who harm you. And you need not to put it on God, but you need to trust him that he had done the best things for you. You know, in this point that we had described, it make you see things in more clear way, so that you can practice forgiveness and be set free. Now we will speak, what are the things that those who harm you, what are the things that you suffer loss because those hurt that you receive from people? First, material losses. You know, when there's harm, there's material losses. Time, money, food, clothes, houses, lands, gold, different kind of material losses. Jesus lost his clothes. They took them away. What you are exposed to loss? Humiliation. You might be named and accused badly and to the public and get bad reputation and bad name. You might be considered and categorized among sinners or criminals or troublemakers. You know, in Isaiah 53 verse 12, Jesus was numbered with the transgressors. He was mocked, laughed on, and they spat on his face. You might be humiliated in this way. You might be having a bad name because of people who spoke bad against you. You did not deserve what had been said about you, but that is how God allowed it to happen in your life, to share with the suffering of Christ. Christ leaving you an example. Christ is leaving us an example. He left us an example, and he wants us to follow in his steps. You suffer losses because of disturbances of plans and careers and schedules. You know, when Jesus was arrested, sure, a lot of things were interrupted and much turmoil was in the life of his disciple. You know, when you are harmed or get trespassed, there will be many things You must suffer that your plans will be affected, finances will be affected, schedules, relationship, family, work, appointment, all will be disturbed. And that a source of suffering and loss to you. The fourth thing that you might suffer is pain and body injuries. Jesus was beaten, flogged, carried his cross on his back, hurt by the crown of thorns, his hands and feet were pierced, and was hung on the cross for 3 hours before he died. You know, in the same way, those who hurt you might cause you illnesses, body injuries, fracture, wounds, and the like. In spite of all the loss we may pass, still forgiveness had a healing effect and had a great restoration effect in our life. Forgiveness can make us whole and give us full relief. You know, as you practice forgiveness, there will be a relief, restoration, healing, and wholeness in your life. You know, you will be lifted up, and God will refresh your minds in the thing that is, you know, things of His minds will be there in your minds. You know, when Jesus accepted the cross and He humbled Himself and accepted to suffer and die on the cross, the Lord lifted Him up, and He got a clear mind and the thoughts of God. You know, in the book of Philippians chapter 2 verse 5 to 9, we can read the following: "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Now, which time you will have the mind of Jesus? When you follow the steps of Jesus, when you are willing to forgive and let go and forget it, your mind will be the same mind of Christ, who, being in the form of God, though it thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. So he was willing to suffer, and took upon him the form of a servant, was willing to be humiliated to be a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, with all men infirmities and limitation and weaknesses, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and gave him a name which is above every name. So God lift him up. God will lift you up. God will renew your mind. You will have the mind of Christ. You will have the relief. You can enjoy in the spirit the things ahead of you. You know, Christ, when he was on the cross, as he fixed his mind with the will of God and the plan of God and the word of God, he was able to see things ahead of him. And in the same way, as we follow the example of Christ, God will lift you high above trials, above pain, and above suffering. And the Holy Spirit will enable you to pass the trials victoriously, without error, without sin, without fault. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6 say that, "And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus." Which time the Lord will take us up in the high level when we operate, when we adopt the style of Jesus in forgiveness and in dealing properly in forgiving those who harm us. Not only, you know, your mind will be renewed, and your mind will be set on things above, your path and your plans will be replaced with heavenly paths and plans. As you forgive those who had hurt you and harmed you, God will lift you up and open your eyes and mind to see the new path that He had placed in front of you and ahead of you. You know, after Jesus died on the cross, we know that He was buried and He rose from the dead and He ascended to heaven to be seated on the right hand of God, the Father. If we follow His example, we will be finally in His same place. The right hand of God will be in paradise, we will be in the third heaven, we will be spending our eternity with the Lord. You know, Romans chapter 6 verse 5 say, if we have been united with Him like this in His death, in the same way His attitude, forgiving, humility, willingness to suffer, willingness to be humiliated, willingness to accept losses, if we have been united with Him like this in His death, we will certainly also be united with Him in His resurrection. What we will receive, what you will receive is as you forgive those who hurt you. God will do to you as you forgive those who hurt you. God will do to you certain things beyond your thoughts or sights. When Jesus was hung on the cross, at that moment, you know, just being in His place and just after they crucify Him, He forgave them. And He was still alive. He was looking to the events around Him. You've been in His place. What will happen to the crowd? What will happen to the disciple? What will happen to the ministry? How things will be corrected? What about my family? What about my mother? What about my brothers? What about those women who are crying down? What will happen to that and this? You know, sometime we pass through events. It is so complex and complicated that it is beyond what you can bear or fix or imagine. But as you release forgiveness to those who hurt you, as you trust God and obey His word and do His will, God will fix it in a way beyond you, your imagination or thought. You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9 say, however as it's written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. Forgiveness means, and it requires certain things. Forgiveness means, and it requires humility. Forgiveness means and requires full surrender to God. How you will be fully surrendered to God? By giving up your own will and your own plan. Forgiveness mean and it require that you fully love God. Forgiveness mean and it require that you fully trust in God for the present and the future. Forgiveness, it mean your willingness to suffer for God's sake. Forgiveness, it means and it requires that you forget what is behind so you can go freely forward with what God had prepared for you. You know, Paul saying in Philippians chapter 2 verse 13, the last part of the verse, he say, but one thing I do, and that's what we need to do. One thing you need to do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. Yes, Lord. Let's come together. God wanted to forget those who hurt you, those who spoke bad, those who take your position, those who have damaged your car, those who have damaged your reputation, those who have taken your credentials, those who have taken your privileges, those who have taken your money, those who have taken your gold, those who have taken your children, those who have harmed your family, those who have taken your material things, those who have taken your gold. Forget what is behind and strain toward what is ahead. God had a great things ahead planned for you. Release your forgiveness. I appeal to you in the name of Jesus. Tell him, Lord, I forgive, Lord. I forgive those who hurt me, Lord. Lord, I forgive them. Mention to the Lord those people who hurt you. Lord, I forgive them, O God. Lord, they did not do what they were doing. Tell him, Lord, they don't know. They were not aware. Forgive them, Lord, forgive them. And Lord, help me to forget the past events. Help me, Lord, to forget all the painful memories, oh God. Wipe it out, Lord, with the blood of Jesus from my mind and thoughts and eyes and stories and whatever things remind me of it. Take it away in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, open my eyes. Open my thoughts and my mind to see the path that you had open to me to pursue, Lord. Oh God, restore me, oh God. Restore me by the soul and spirit, mind and heart and thoughts, oh God. Name of Jesus and emotion and feelings, oh Lord. Lord, tell him, Lord, restore me, Lord. Heal me, make me whole. Take my pain and suffering and wipe it away from my mind. Help me, Lord, to focus on you, O God. Lord, work in my life, Lord. I invite your spirit to heal me right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. O God, I thank you, Lord. Tell him, Lord, thank you for restoring me. And thank you, Lord, for you adding a blessing and joy, a blessing upon blessings in my life. Thank you, God, for your word that you sent to your church and your people. I pray, oh God, those been hurt, those who had been damaged, those who had been injured, Lord, heal them right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever area, put it in your hand as I'm praying, Lord, heal, touch in the name of Jesus. Heal your church, heal your people, heal your servant, heal those who are committed to you, oh God. Lord, I pray, give them forgiveness. Give them the grace to forget. Erase it all totally from our memories. Erase it totally all from their minds and memories in the name of Jesus. Lord, take this word, O God. Let it be a blessing upon your church, O Lord. O God, let it be healing. Let it be deliverance. Let it be revival through your word, O God. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hands be with us, O God, and free us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Christ's name, Amen and Amen.